Now we are joined on the line by Rachel Ralph from Hope Rising Farm. Arthur and Rachel.
Hello, Craig. Good to be here.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And how you been? How's your holiday and your break and everything? Get away.
We did get away. We had about 2.5 weeks off, which is very unusual for myself and my husband. So, yeah, lovely.
Excellent.
Really lovely.
And primarily on here because, of course, on the 22nd, which is a week today, Rachel?
Yes.
You are having open day on the farm from 9 till 12. I guess at the very beginning, we'll just have a little chat about that first, Rachel.
Okay. So, yes, so open day is coming up is next Wednesday. We're open from 9 to 12. There will be farm tours, a chance to meet our staff, and also opportunities to talk a bit about our programs and what we do, and those things we're rotating during the course of the morning. So it's open to social workers, teachers, people who might be in an environment where they might be able to potentially send some students to us. But yes, everyone's welcome, but you will need to register online.
And where do you register online for that, Rachel?
That's via our website. So that is www.hoperisingfarm.org.nz.
www.hoperisingfarm, all one word, all lowercase, .org.nz. So that's how you register for the open day, which is the 22nd of January, 9 till 12. And now, after that, I suppose we're going to tell people, what do you actually do on Hope Rising Farm, Rachel?
Well, it was a phenomenally busy year last year. We've had a lot of construction projects that we've done, some of which we had started last year, or 2023, I think it was, when we spoke last, Craig.
It was indeed, April 2023 it was.
April, goodness, okay.
Nearly 2 years ago, yeah.
That's right. So we were doing a very large sand arena, which we had started in our last conversation, that we managed to complete that almost to the day, which was quite incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It has been quite a feat. It's quite big. And we relied a lot on volunteers and people who supplied their resources and equipment and manpower. So that's been really, really huge. And we've used it pretty much every day ever since.
Excellent, yeah. And that's to, I guess, lead horses and ponies and such things around?
Yeah. So it's where we do the bulk of our activities with our students. So we do take them for walks around the farm once they've got some skills with the ponies. But a lot of the personal growth activities actually happen down in our arena. And we've also built a hay barn, which we just finished last week, which was amazing, and it's now filled with 400 hay bales, which have been kindly donated to us to feed our ponies for the next year.
Man, that's a great score.
Oh, that's only half of it. Yeah. We've also had offices which have been built by an organisation called Mobile Mission Maintenance, and they have come out and supplied free labour for us. So now we have two wonderful, wonderful offices, and that's just been super to be able to be on site because we were renting part of a church building up until, I think we finished in August.
Okay. Yeah.
That's really lovely to be able to get that. And we've also done a shelter, which was originally donated a couple of years ago, and we moved that from our old farm to this farm, and that's also been erected. So yes, it's been very, very busy, but very satisfying, all part of which was on our strategic plan for 2024.
Fantastic. Well, that's a lot happening.
I think we're all about ready for a break, but we've all just come back from a break. So
yeah. And the open day coming up on Wednesday, this Wednesday from 9 to 12, is kind of all about that, just to show these new things off to everybody?
Yeah, so we have found over the years that sometimes students get sent to us because a teacher or a school counsellor or a social worker has found out about us without really finding out about what we actually do. So we're wanting to make the open day available so that anyone who is working with vulnerable children or vulnerable women can actually come out and see firsthand. So there'll be demonstrations as well with our miniature ponies of what we would do with our students, and so that they can actually see what we do, and if they want to go on a farm walk, they can experience that as well, and it just gives a more of an insight, I guess, if they're going to be sending people to us.
Great. And people from all around the Waikato come to Hope Rising Farm, do they, Rachel?
Yeah, we have a particular focus on Ngaruhia and Huntly because these are the areas that are very close to us. Mm. And we know a bit more about the deciles of the schools, etc. But we are open to children and women coming from the wider Waikato area.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
And how many people would you get through there on an average week, would you think?
Obviously, it varies quite a bit. Yeah. I think last term of 2024, I think we had around about 21 students coming through each week.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they are aged from 7 till, the bulk of them anyway, from 7 till about 14, 15.
Okay. Yeah.
So we love having the younger kids, but we love having everybody really. But it's been quite a journey. But we are just totally loving, and the feedback is what we had is just wonderful. So
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, all right. And so if someone turns up there, what would be the usual thing an individual might experience at Hope Rising Farm, Rachel?
Well, we're very good at welcoming. we give an overview about what it is that we do and how that runs. We run over a school term.
Mm.
So for the students, for the children anyway, that will be anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours, mostly 2 hours. Younger children might only cope for 1.5 hours. So usually 2 hours. And we do farm tasks. So that could be anything from cleaning out a horse trough. It could be taking some cuttings. It could be picking up fruit off the ground from a fruit tree.
Mm.
And then we do horse-related activities. So that could be anything from learning how to put what we call a halter or head collar onto them, taking them into the arena where they can learn about personal space, what's acceptable, what's not. They can learn about patience, they can learn about resilience, they can learn about how to cope with being a little bit fearful, perhaps.
Yeah.
It just varies quite a lot to what they do. And then once we've done, we do about 45 minutes, perhaps, to an hour. It depends on the age group with the horses. And then we do a debrief. So it's really important for us that we are able to say to them, what is it that you've learnt today that you could actually take home and perhaps put into use with your family or school, or maybe if they're a student, maybe if they're at WinTech. So it's important that it's a transferable skill.
Yeah, all right. And unfortunately, as we both know, there's a lot of, urban kids who just don't get a chance to experience, walking on through the grass with animals and things like that these days.
Totally. One of the challenges that we find, in fact, one of two challenges we find, is definitely the being outdoors, being out in a farm environment. We've had teenage boys turn up with white gloves on and with a gentle reminder saying that this is a farm and they are likely to get dirty.
Yeah.
They don't get too dirty.
Yeah.
But most of them just really, really love being outdoors, and a lot of our children that are spend more time in suburbia than being out even in a suburban garden, this can be quite an eye-opener. And we point out things like the different birds. We've got two places on our farm where there are kingfisher nests, which is really quite special.
Mm.
And so being able to point out these are the kingfishers and, different kinds of trees. We look at the clouds. It's the idea is to create an awareness about the environment. Yeah. Around them as we go for the walk. And sometimes they're leading ponies, which can be a challenge, and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so how many different types of animals have you got out there at the moment, Rachel?
We currently have 6 miniature ponies.
Yes.
And we are actually wanting 2 riding ponies because at the end of our 10th week, we are very keen to have the students being able to ride one of the ponies as a We want them to know that riding is actually a privilege, it's not a right. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we leave it to the last week. And for them to be able to do that is super special. And by that time, they've learnt some really, really good skills, hopefully.
yeah, hopefully so. So, oh, yeah, you're on the lookout for a couple of small horses, did you say?
Yeah. Anyone's just got anything that they can just send an inquiry to our website, it's probably the best way forward. And one of our equine people will be able to take care of that. So.
All right, and that is www.hoperisingfarm.org.nz, and it's a beautiful website too, by the way. Looking around before, yes.
Thank you. Yeah. We do also have a Facebook page as well, so people can actually access us through that as well, which is Hope Rising Farm Trust.
Hope Rising Farm Trust on Facebook. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
All right, and there's a lot happening. So I guess we'll get back to the open day again, happening next Wednesday from 9 till 12, 22nd of January. And you need to RSVP through hoperisingfarm.org.nz, and everybody welcome.
Oh, sorry, I think you went out of radar there for a minute.
No, I was just running through the open day again, and everybody's welcome on the 22nd of January, 9 till 12, Rachel.
Yes, and please make sure you register because we are catering.
Okay, that sounds fun. And anything else you want to sort of add while I've got you on air, Rachel?
Yeah, just if I could, as a couple of sentences of a testimonial that someone had given us after they've left. Mm-hmm. I would like to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to Hope Rising Farm, providing us with knowledge and skills. I personally enjoyed my time here. The work that you do is inspiring. For myself, it helped me with anxiety and patience. I found spending time with the horses valuable, and the staff are outstanding. Thank you for your aroha and manakitanga. So that was written by a single mum, about 14 or 15, who she came along and absolutely loved it. Yeah. And we've got a whole wall of feedback that if people come to our open day can actually see that. They'll be able to see some stuff on the walls when they get here.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. I really love what you're doing. Actually, you were on Good Sorts a few weeks ago, you were telling me, just before.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I was.
How was that for an experience?
It was actually, it's all about getting exposure. So it did get onto TV, which was, I think, about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But lots of people saw it, which was wonderful, and just able to share a bit about our story and how we'd started and where we're heading in 2025. So it was great.
Yes, and after all of these things you were talking about building just before, what's on the 2025 hit list for you, Rachel?
We are looking to reframe a little bit about what we're doing. So we are finding that the template for our programs actually work really, really well with small groups. Mm. So probably 2 to 6 students at once. It's great. We've got 6 ponies, so that allows for 1 pony each. So that's something we're also targeting. And a few years ago, we had women that had come out of prison and were part of a reintegration program. And we just loved having them, and we would love to have some of them back. Because if you can empower a woman, she can empower her family and she can empower her community.
Definitely.
That's our philosophy on that. So we do need some funding for being able to bring some women into it. So those are the two things that are really important for us this year.
Oh, great. And if anybody's interested to get involved with Hope Rising Farm, Rachel, what's the best way to go about it? If there's bring a student or somebody along, or a woman who might be interested in coming along, bringing the kids or whatever.
Yes, definitely go to our website or our Facebook page. We have a wonderful office manager, Maria, and a wonderful operations manager, Fiona. And between the two of them, they will tell you anything that you need to know, and we would love to hear from you. Oh, and we also need some volunteers for different activities. So if anyone out there has some time on their hands, preferably with a little bit of farm skills or just handy on the tools, would be really, really great.
Fantastic. And again, for that, you go to hoperisingfarm.org.nz?
Yes.
To sign up as a volunteer? Yes. And get out there in the countryside and work with the animals and do some stuff on the farm. Sounds like a great way to volunteer your time.
Yes. It's a beautiful environment, and we're a pretty cool team, and we do a mean cup of coffee, and we do good cakes too.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. Great coffee, great cakes, Hope Rising Farm. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Oh, well, thanks, Rachel. I think we'll leave it there, and I'll be out there Wednesday morning coming up, the 22nd of January from 9 till 12. And, yes, if you want to come along to that, go to hoperisingfarm.org.nz to register your interest in that one. Or the Facebook page as well, I understand, Rachel?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yep, Facebook too.
Fantastic. All right. Well, anything else you want to add? Any last things you want to add, Rachel?
We are looking, just one more thing, we are looking into next year as well. Now our arena is complete, this year,
yes.
Is that we are also to assist with our raising funds, because that's an ongoing ongoing challenge for us, is that we'll be developing programs for businesses, so they can come and do like team building and some personal growth for businesses and organisations that are wanting to strengthen their organisations. So that's something else that's definitely on our radar for this year.
Man, you've got some great little ideas and things rolling along, Rachel. Well done to you. And, I really love what you do up there. It's combining like farming and sort of mental health are two of my favourite topics here on the Over the Fence show.
That's terrific. We love it when people love what we do.
Yes. And you are to Pūroa Road, is that correct? Just out of Ngaruawahia?
Yes, yep. Correct. Yeah, we're about 5 minutes, I think we are. Yep. Very close.
Yeah. So that's where you want to go next Wednesday from 9 to 12, folks, 22nd of January. Register first at hoperisingfarm.org.nz. All right. I'll see you in a week. And thanks once again for coming on the show, Rachel. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Craig. It's been great to talk.
And, yes, we shall see you in a week or so.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Thanks. Bye-bye.